Welcome to Board Game Top Tens, Episode 1004, for Wednesday, February 12th, 2025. This is the GTS Distribution Edition. Now that we've scooted past all of our year-end stuff and big long lists, let's get back to getting as fully caught up as we can with this list. This is a monthly look at the best-selling games, according to this distributor. And this list is from December of 2024, just 6 weeks ago was when December ended. And as of this recording, the January list isn't available yet, so I'm as caught up as I can be. Let's first look at the top 10 according to units sold. There, debuting at number 10, is Minos, Dawn of the Bronze Age by Stan Kordonsky, published by Board and Dice. Returning after a couple of times out of the top 10, the previous occurrence was in September, and then in October it was number 24, that GTS actually publishes a top 25 list. In November it was not even there, and now is back at number 9, The Stalwart, the long-running game, The Isle of Cats, by Frank West, published by the City of Games. Down two spots for the second month in a row, from 4 to 6 to 8, Root, by Cole Worley, published by Leader Games. Tumbling from its debut in November at number 2, down to number 7, Arcs, by Cole Worley, published by Leader Games. Meanwhile, bouncing back up 4 to 6, Wingspan Asia, by Elizabeth Hargrave, published by Stonemaier Games. Debuting at number 5, Nucleum, Court of Progress, by Simone Luciani and David Turci, published by Board and Dice. And our highest new entry is a debut at number 4, The Isle of Cats Duel, by Frank West, published by the City of Games. After a 4-position drop last month, a 4-position gain back up to number 3 for Wingspan, by Elizabeth Hargrave, published by Stonemaier Games. And not quite the drop, it had fallen out of the number 1 spot down to 3 in November, now back up to number 2 for Wormspan, by Connie Vogelman, published by Stonemaier Games. I guess here in a few months we're probably going to start hearing Finspan showing up on this list. Okay. Anyway, none of those games conquer the number 1 spot. Instead, repeating there for the second time in a row and the third time overall is Stardew Valley, the board game, by Cole Medeiros and published by Concerned Ape. Once again, that was your top 10 according to actual individual units sold. Let's now look at the top 10 according to revenue and see how it differs. Well, there are only two games that are different in the top 10. You know, one of those is not the number 10 game. That's the same one, Minos, Dawn of the Bronze Age. But at number 9 is Too Many Bones. On the units list, it did not even chart in the top 25. Meanwhile, at number 8 is SETI, which was number 12 on the units list. One position better at number 7, Root. At the same position of number 6, Wingspan Asia. One position worse on the revenue list over the units list at number 5, The Isle of Cats Duel. Whereas three positions better at number 4 is Arcs. Wingspan holds down number 3 on both lists. Wormspan is at number 2. And so you can guess. Yes, Stardew Valley is number 1 across both lists for the GTS Distribution December 2024 edition. This episode is for Wednesday, February 12th, 2025.